You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Bold Types is a new book cataloguing the indie bookstores of Aotearoa New Zealand. It was released on the 2nd of October through Ugly Hill Press. It's a collaboration between Deborah Coddington, editor Gemma Moreira, and photographer Jane Usher, and is a tribute to booksellers, publishers, writers, photographers, illustrators, and readers alike. It's currently number 8 on the Top 20 Nielsen Indie Bestselling List. Moreira's editing crafts the booksellers' own descriptions of their businesses into lively narratives, while Usher's photographs provide evocative snapshots into the realities of running a bookstore. Coddington's introduction highlights the contributions the long history of bookselling has made to Aotearoa. I had a kōrero with Deborah about the process of creating Bold Types over 2 years. Firstly, congratulations on the release. Did research for the book involve a lot of bookstore visits?
Research initially involved talking to book publishers' reps, because to save actually visiting bookshops before I decided which ones to do. But it was never envisaged as a guide to bookshops, you know, because I wanted a geographical spread, basically, to cover as much of the country as possible. And because I couldn't fit it in every single bookshop in New Zealand, obviously, I restricted it to totally independent bookshops. So therefore, no Paper Plus, no Poppies, no franchises.
Yeah.
And no secondhand bookshops. And then even some indie bookshops didn't want to be part of it, because photography did take up a lot of their business hours. It's quite intrusive when you've got to have a tripod and you've got to politely ask customers to please step out of the shot. And the book changed as I went along. I was going to include more text, but then I decided, having run my own bookshop and seen how people's reading of those big sort of coffee books has changed over the years, they like more visuals rather than text, in my view. So I hung back on the text. And also, Jane's photographs are so good in terms of interiors and portraits. I wanted to let the pictures talk more than the text.
Yeah, and I wanted to learn a little more about Jane Usher's photography work for this book, because those photographs are just so beautiful and sort of so important to the book, and they really sort of tie it together. Can you talk a bit about the role it played, or the role Jane played in, you know, in putting the book together?
Absolutely, because I had this very clear vision in my head what I wanted, and I knew that I had to get Jane Usher to do that, because we'd worked together before. So I knew her work, and I knew that she is New Zealand's premier interiors and portrait photographer. So I had to get someone that could do both of those. And the portraits in this book are absolutely first class. They're of international quality, and the interiors, because I wanted to show the people who run these bookshops their personalities, because the personalities are stamped in the bookshops, in the indie bookshops. That's what it's all about, these bold people who... And Jane is so good at drawing that out in these portraits, and she uses natural light. And it's very difficult in some of these shops, because some of the premises are quite scungy. If you strip out all the books and everything, there's nothing left, except because they've got tight margins, so they have to go for somewhere where there may be lowest rent in some little marginal town.
Yeah.
And so she's working with a very difficult, and she herself has said that usually when she's doing interiors, she's in control. But she found when she was doing the bookshops, she wasn't in control. There were children, there were dogs, there were customers. It was a movable feast all the time. And she found it quite challenging. And also, I was very clear that I didn't want very pretty pictures, you know. I wanted to show how much hard work it is in a bookshop. So you get the back rooms, the packing rooms, the stairs, the sort of gritty feel of what it's like to run a retail space, but also the art of the books and these people who are actually bringing art and literature and knowledge to a community. That's also why I wanted to get Jane, because she could understand that and bring it out in those photographs. And I didn't want a whole lot of text cluttering that all up, because I didn't want to beat the readers over the head with all of that.
Yeah.
And that's where Gemma came in too, because I wanted the owners of the bookshop to write in their words why they opened their shop every day and why they loved it. So Gemma's such a lovely, very good-natured, sweet, patient person in terms of her editing, and I thought she'd be perfect in dealing with them and gently editing their text to present it on the page, and she was just fantastic at that. She was perfect.
What was the process like, sort of collating research and photography and working together as a trio to create Bowl Types?
Jane and I visited every bookshop over the 3 years that we put it together.
Yeah.
So instead of Jane going off separately and me talking to them separately, we did it together, and then we would get in the car and drive to the next one. We'd fly to a central sort of place. And then we'd get in the car and we'd talk about it, and we'd talk about how we would put it together, and we'd go back to the motel or wherever, and she would download the images, and we'd talk about what had worked and what hadn't worked. Along the way, I got the idea of having another layer of those quotations throughout it, the book, about bookshops and why books are so important and what they mean to people. Rather than you sort of have a book in mind and goes from start to finish in one go, it developed a lot along the way with the three of us, with me sort of being not really in control, but sort of the fulcrum of, or the anchor, if you like, of how it got together.
There a favourite moment or a favourite aspect of your bookshop travels?
I guess the favourite moment was Jane kept reminding me, Deborah, you buy a book in every bookshop we go into.
I mean that was
a joy, because I mean obviously I just love bookshops, and I always think, well, who doesn't love bookshops? They are a haven. They're places for lonely people, for people who want somewhere to just lose themselves. For me, everybody loves bookshops. They're more than just a retail space. People go in there for hours.
Yeah.
And they just find it very difficult to get out.
Yeah.
So for me, it was a joy just to go in there and have an excuse to buy something. And you always find something that you never thought you were going to buy. So that was the high point. Obviously, there were low points. You know, it was hard work. And there were times when I thought, why am I doing this? There were times when people would say, that book on bookshops, that's never going to work. But I knew it would work.
Yeah.
I just knew in my heart of hearts that this was going to work.
I also caught up with Gemma about the editing process of Bowl Types. You've heard these already. But tell me about the weeks since the release.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. I was thinking it's quite strange being an editor, because you get deeply involved with the book, but it's like months ahead of its release. So by the time the release date comes around, it feels like Christmas, because you can finally hold it in your hands.
Yeah.
And, I received my copy just a couple of weeks ago, so finally seeing the photography, because I'd never seen that before, and the design of the book complementing the pieces, it just took my breath away. And I headed up to Auckland for the launch at Lamplight Books, which was really beautiful. And just today I heard that Bowl Types is number 8 on the indie bestseller list, so we're really excited about that too.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a bit about the process of editing a book that is quite picture oriented? Is that something you sort of kept in mind?
Yeah, I think because I'd known from the outset that it was going to be this amazing pictorial book, especially with, you know, Jane Asher's photography, because she's a legend, it was always it was always in my mind, but it wasn't at the forefront when I was editing because I was working with so much text from over 30 booksellers at the time. So at the time, it felt like a very text-heavy book.
Right, yeah. But,
so the brief was 500 words for every person, and many wrote a lot more than
that. Yeah, yeah.
So it was a lot of kind of editing it down and stuff like that, but I really enjoyed working with such a wide range of voices. Some of them have been doing it for decades, some for just a few years, but all of them were super knowledgeable and passionate, which was really cool. And when I finally saw the book, it was like the photos just added that dimension that was missing when I was editing. Like, I could finally see the spaces they were talking about. And it was really cool.
Yeah, beautiful. Did you have a favorite aspect of the editing process?
I think it was a subject I was obviously very passionate about because I'd been a bookseller for years as well.
Yeah.
And I also knew a few of the booksellers, so it was really fun to kind of discover more about their lives and their careers and their journeys and their inspiration and their struggles and everything that is involved with running a bookshop and what got them into bookselling in the first place. But they were also really lovely to work with, which was always helpful.
Yeah.
And It was funny too to learn that like certain customer behaviours are so common across bookshops. It was like so many people who said, "Oh, have you?" A customer would come in and say, "Have you got a book with a red cover that was reviewed sometime in the last few weeks?" You know, like this actually happens like all the time.
Totally.
But it was really funny. But I felt really honoured to be helping the booksellers tell their stories. So, you know, it was just really special. And you know, bookshops are such they're like the beating hearts of their communities, and we're so lucky to have this many in Aotearoa. So yeah, it was really cool.
That was Gemma Moraida and Deborah Coddington before that, speaking to me about their new book, Bold Types. It's a catalogue of indie bookstores throughout Aotearoa, New Zealand, and you can pick up a copy at an independent bookstore near you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.